This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The International Monetary Fund predicts the global economy will shrink 4.9% this year. That's worse than the 3% drop it estimated in its April report. The IMF lowered its economic forecast Wednesday as it envisions far more severe economic damage due to the novel coronavirus. For the United States, the IMF predicts that the nation's gross domestic product, the value of all goods and services produced in the United States, will plummet 8% this year. In April, it estimated a 5.9% drop of the U.S. In the U.S., COVID-19 cases continue to surge in Latin America, with the death toll surpassing 100,000 deaths. Brazil leads the region with more than 1.1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. Analysts attribute the rise in confirmed cases and deaths in the Latin American region to a combination of widespread poverty and widespread distrust of the government. They say there is also a distrust of leaders such as Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who have either downplayed or dismissed the true risk of the virus and failed to impose stringent lockdowns. The U.S. imposed sanctions on five Iranian ship captains on Wednesday. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the new sanctions are for transporting gasoline to Venezuela. Mnuchin calling the Iranian regime's support of Venezuela corruption unacceptable. The sanctions are part of an ongoing U.S. campaign to force Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from office. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.